From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The next day, when the people who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. They had witnessed a miracle. They had received a miracle. They had ingested a miracle, or a sign, as the Gospel of John would call it, and as you've heard it called over the last couple of weeks. This crowd of folks who'd gathered around the seaside to be fed by 5 loaves and 2 fish. And when they had been satisfied, the text tells us, when all had been satisfied, filled to completion, they departed. Or if they didn't depart, then they remained and they slept. But when they woke, Jesus was gone. Now, I don't know if you can remember the best meal you've ever had in your whole life. I have like a running list of the top 10 or so, one of which is my mother's fettuccine carbonara, which I can't eat any longer because gluten-free fettuccine is not very good. But when you think about meals that you love that make you feel satisfied, doesn't your mouth water a little bit? Don't you crave it a little bit? Think about it for a second. Close your eyes. Imagine the best meal you've ever had, all the flavors that were in it, the people that were around laughing or telling stories. Wouldn't you want to go back to that? Wouldn't you want that again? So these groups of folks, this crowd gathered by the Sea of Galilee, had been fed. They weren't really sure what kind of feeding they had received. They thought it was physical, but we know that when Christ is involved, it's so much more than that. And so when they woke and he was gone, would anyone else not get in a boat and chase after him? So they got in a boat and they chased after him. They were hungry. When they get there, they start to ask some questions. And this is where things kind of get wonky, right? Because really, on the back end, we know they're the wrong questions. When did you come here? What about that manna and that Moses? How do we perform the works of God? What sign are you going to do? As if they hadn't already seen the greatest sign of all the night before. They were kind of foolish. They were fools. And I think that's true today. I think we are fools when we are hungry. Research shows us that when we're hungry, we are irritable. We're more likely to say no to almost anything. We're tired. We lash out. In a particularly disturbing study that Daniel Kahneman quotes in his book, Thinking Fast and Slow, parole judges in Israel granted parole to 65% of cases that they read immediately after a meal, and almost 0% of cases immediately before a meal, when hunger was at its peak. We are fools when we are hungry. If you need a more lighthearted example than that, because who doesn't want to think that the legal system is rigged by a judge's hunger level, I point your attention to recent years and Snickers ads. I think in the vernacular, people call it being hangry. You can laugh, that's okay. We're fools when we're hungry. So much so that sometimes our bodies can't even tell us what we need. It's a very short distance from our stomachs to our brains. But sometimes we get so confused, our bodies misinterpret the signal so much that when we think we're hungry, what's actually happening is that our body's telling us we're thirsty, we're dehydrated, and we try to eat instead of to drink. We're fools when we're hungry. Everybody knows. Jesus knew. Thank God for us when we ask the wrong questions, when we try to think we can do the works of God, when we try to think there aren't miracles around us, that we haven't received them, that we haven't ingested them. We aren't reprimanded. God doesn't come and thump us on the nose and say, "Hello, what did we do yesterday?" He says, "Remember, I am the bread of life." That hunger you feel, that searching, that longing, that yearning, it's not filled by the things of the earth. It's not filled by money or success or power. It's filled by the mercy and grace and love of God. That's where we find satisfaction. That's where we find fullness, wholeness. We're fools when we're hungry, so should it be any surprise that if we confuse hunger for thirst, we might also confuse a spiritual hunger for a physical one? And Jesus comes in and says, "I am the bread of life." Y'all, he didn't say this 2,000 years ago to a select group of folks on a hillside to feed them fish and bread and then call it quits. He says it now, in this moment, as the living Word, as the resurrected Christ, as the eternal Savior. There is satisfaction to be had now for the hunger that we feel, for belonging, for purpose. And so we gather each week and we face this altar. And we are reminded in a small way, in the size of a quarter, tastes a little bit like styrofoam, that Christ is the bread of heaven, and that it is here where we will receive fulfillment and satisfaction and fullness, because we are fools when we are hungry. So we might as well be fools for Christ. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.